Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Why are mums and poinsettias the focus for fall and winter? Why can't crepe myrtle and sunflowers be the star of the show? It boils down to photoperiod, or the amount of light received in a day. It's no surprise that flowers bloom in the spring, some in the summer, and some are blooming right now. The key factors for flowering are temperature, nutrients, and finally, light. We'll quickly gloss over the first two. Temperature is necessary because, like all plants, flowers need enough warmth to grow. But some also require a period of cold dormancy to initiate growth, flowering, or bud break. Nitrogen is the almighty nutrient, but phosphorus is very important for flower development. Many flowering fertilizers are high in phosphorus, the second member of the trio. Light, however, is our focus today. Flowering plants can be broken down into three categories: short-day plants, long-day plants, and day-neutral plants. This ties back to photoperiod, or the length of daylight hours a plant receives. It is also heavily dependent on the dark period a plant goes through. Short-day plants flower in short days or less light, while long-day plants want more sun to flower. Day-neutral means they don't respond to different light lengths. This is actually a really big simplification. There are a few more points, like being obligate, which means required, versus being facultative, which kind of means assisted. Let's use mums as an example. They're in the daisy family and are obligate short-day plants, meaning they need a specific amount of darkness to start flowering. A similar plant, aster, can be found blooming on roadsides these days, or in gardens. Naturally, these plants receive the necessary dark period during the day-night cycle. However, the most important part, they need uninterrupted dark hours. This means that mum flowering can be delayed by interrupting that time. It also means that if you're trying to rebloom a poinsettia, then it needs to be completely shaded out or thrown into a closet. Otherwise, it won't start setting flowers until close to winter. Typically, a light interruption of 15 minutes can interrupt the dark period and trick the plant into thinking it's still growing under long daylight hours. On the flip side, a facultative long-day plant is something like zinnia. Does not require long day lengths. The plant grows best with more light, but will try to bloom whenever it's matured. This also means that growers, who also control temperatures, can provide heat in winter and fall, and then supplement light to replicate summer for short day plants. While it can be altered, photoperiod is a very important thing to consider when looking at all these late fall blooms. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.